Gallegos sat down by Webb after the Brewers left him loaded in the second inning as Yelich checks on a breaking ball that missed low, and it's 1-1. It may be one of those nights where you got to try to get that leadoff man on and move him around and just try to get something established with some small balls. The pitch missed outside, 2-1. Brewers have a lot of respect for Patrick Bailey, the Giants catcher, so running is not necessarily something that you might see them get overly aggressive with. One hopper to the second baseman Koss, backs up a couple of steps and then throws to first in time to retire Yelich. And now 11 straight sat down by Webb, and before Contreras hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Logan Webb brings home the first pitch to Contreras, and it's a two-seamer down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. The 0-1, and he took another strike. That was the breaking ball that time down the middle, and it's 0-2 on William. Contreras 0-2. He's put it in play both times. 0-2 pitch. Down and away with a breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. 0-0 ball game. A pitcher's duel, just like you thought it might be tonight. Between a couple of aces, 1-2 misses down and in with a changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two pitch, rolled foul behind the plate, stays at 2-2. We're talking about Logan Webb and Nick Mears, Sacramento area, both from Rockland High School, teammates in high school, and you really start to dive into it. And we know about this because Jeff Levering, our partner, is from Sacramento. There is an incredible amount of big leaguers from that area. 2-2 is a gapper into right center field. That's going to get down and over there to collect it on one big hop is Yastrzemski. A nice job by Yastrzemski to hold Contreras to a single with one out here in the sixth. That ball was hit 105, but again, that's where that big outfield comes into play. And Yastrzemski, playing deep, was able to get over there and get in front of it on one big hop, so it couldn't split the defenders and get into triple's alley. So here's Sal Frelick, and the pitch to Frelick is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That broke up 11 straight sat down by Logan Webb. Frelick is 0-2. By the way, I have to tell you about the sixth inning, which is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Mike George, it came in. Did it hit him? It didn't. It sounded like it clipped something as it came in, but Frelick got out of the way in time. One ball and one strike. Mike George from St. Francis. We had a winner last night, so $50 is the jackpot tonight. Frelick, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Contreras turns second. He's on his way to third. Here's Yastrzemski's throw, and it's in time. What a throw from Yastrzemski. Contreras is still down on the bag. Now he's going to get up, but he is kind of holding his back a little bit. And I think William is going to be okay. That's the good news. The bad news is that was an incredible throw from Yastrzemski right on the bag to Chapman. And that is a huge play in this game. And Contreras still kind of walking slowly back into that dugout and kind of patting his back, so that's something else to watch. So now, runner at first and two outs, and Reese Hoskins the batter. Webb brings home the pitch, and that is down and away. It's 1-0. So you had back-to-back singles as Frelick over at first base. Fourth and fifth hits against Webb tonight. The pitch, that is a strike on the outside edge. Really good pitch by Webb, and it's 1-1. Toss to first and back in time is Frelick. Watching the replay, Contreras tried to swim to the inside part of the bag. I think he might have been better off just going straight into the bag. Throw beat him there. 1-1 is high and away. Two balls and one strike. But your focus now turns to his health. You hope that he's okay. He is too big of a piece of this Brewers team to not be really worried about that. 2-1 is a liner. One hops behind the second base bag. The cost gets to his feet and throws to first in time and retires Hoskins. That's a great play by Koss. Looked like that was ticketed for center field, and he took a hit away from Rhys Hoskins. So Brewers had a threat in the sixth, but nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of six. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with the staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686. Or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
MJ.
Willie Adames will lead off the bottom of the sixth inning for San Francisco for two so far tonight in a 0-0 ball game. Freddie Peralta brings home the pitch, and he missed inside. It's 1-0. Adames has flied to right. He's grounded out to short. Peralta's 1-0 pitch. Missed down and away with a slider. And it goes to two balls and no strikes. Freddie at 86 pitches. Here's the 2-0. And that is lined into center and down for a base hit. The Giants have their leadoff man aboard here in the sixth inning. So a good start for San Francisco and a little trouble to work around for Freddie Peralta. As Jungkoo Lee, now the batter for the Giants. Everyone's talking about the draft, but you won't feel one from high-quality Pella windows. Get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. Peralta brings home the first pitch to Lee, and that is lined in the right. That's down for a base hit. Stopping at second is Adames, and the first two are on for San Francisco. Back-to-back singles to start up the sixth inning for the Giants. After a 1-2-3 fifth, Freddie is going to have to get creative to get out of the sixth. And action has begun, and it is the Rockland High School product. Nick Mears getting loose for the crew.
Over the first five innings, Lane, the Giants didn't get a single man on base before there were two outs in an inning, let alone get their leadoff man on until the sixth. They didn't get anybody on with even one out, but now this is the biggest piece of trouble that Freddie's going to have to navigate.
Contreras, by the way, stayed in the game. He was just out there for a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Freddie Peralta. Now here's Matt Chapman. Crowd making some noise here at Oracle Park. Peralta's first pitch is chopped foul behind the plate. It's 0-1. Chapman 0-2, a strikeout and a pop-up. Either one of those would be welcomed by Peralta here. He would take either of those outcomes in this spot. A one pitch, and that is a strike on a fastball at 94 on the inside edge. It's 0-2. This is the toughest part of this lineup to navigate as well. So Adames and Lee both setting the table for Chapman and Flores. And then you also have to get through Ramos as well if you're Peralta. Here's the 0-2 to Chapman. And that one's bounced foul at the plate. And it stays at nothing and two. He has been very good this year with runners in scoring position as Chapman. A 375 average. 9 for 24. A couple of home runs. He's driven in 11 in this scenario. Chapman climbs back into the box. Peralta's 0-2 pitch. Bounced it in the dirt. That was a curveball. Chapman didn't go after it. It's 1-2. Really nice job blocking that ball by Contreras. Those extra 90 feet for Adames and Lee are really important right now in a 0-0 game in the sixth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Missed high. And it is 2-2. Tried to get him to chase a fastball up above the eyes. Chapman wouldn't go after it. 1 for 8 in this series with a double for Matt Chapman. Long look in for Freddie. There's just 3 on the pitch clock, and now he has to step off. And that was as much to reset the clock as anything else. Clock was winding down, and so he uses a disengagement. And the 2-2. That is high. It goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Missed up and in with a fastball again. Trying to get Chapman to chase, and he just will not do it. One of the more patient hitters in the National League so far this year. About as loud as it's gotten in this ballpark tonight. 3-2 pitch. And he missed up and away. Walks him, and the bases are loaded. So some major trouble to try to get out of here for Freddie Peralta. It's a 0-0 game. Pat Murphy is making his way out of the dugout. Peralta's at 95 pitches. Pat Murphy has not made the call to the bullpen. He is still taking his stroll, and now he has made the call. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, and they remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with USMO, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Nick Mears is coming on. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the sixth. And a 0-0 ballgame on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with US Mode from US Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. 4/30/2025.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Nick Mears takes over on the mound for the crew. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Wilmer Flores, who's been the star offensively of this series for San Francisco, steps into the box. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Mears' first pitch to him is a touch high, and it's 1-0. Brewers have only retired Flores twice in this series. He has been a very tough out. Mears' 1-0 pitch is in there with a slider, and it's 1-1. Flores tied for the lead in RBIs this season in Major League Baseball, 25. 1-1 pitch is fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. And he's in a major RBI type of situation right here. Homered in game one of this series. He has 7 home runs now on the year. He had 4 all of last season over 71 games. Mears 1-2 pitch. And it's a ground ball up the middle. Just under the glove of Ortiz and in the center field. Adames is in. Lee is in. On his way to third goes Chapman. It's a 2-run single for Wilmer Flores. And that guy has been a nightmare for the Brewers in this series. That was not hit that hard. It was up the middle. Joey gave a great effort. Almost got to it. Just got under his glove. And the Giants lead it 2-0. So here's Elliot Ramos. Still nobody out in the inning. Mears trying to limit it to just those 2 runs, and he has work to do in order to accomplish that. Pitch to Ramos is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. RBI's 26 and 27 on the year for Flores. A 1 is a swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 0-2.
Such a game of inches. If that's just like a foot closer to Joey Ortiz, that's a double play ball with Flores running.
Yeah, you still get the run, but yeah. Great chance to limit the damage in the inning. Here's a slider in the dirt, blocked up the third baseline by Contreras, and it's 1-2 on Ramos. It would be 1-0, but you felt like you could get out of this inning in pretty good shape. Mears 1-2 to Ramos. He is hit foul and out of play first base side. So now the job is, can you navigate the rest of this inning and just give up those 2 runs? Can you keep Chapman at third base? You would still give up a run to get 2 outs here if there's a ball hit in an infielder. More than likely. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Now you definitely would, because Ramos strikes out. Big ortho ASAP strikeout for Mears. Now there's an even bigger door open to try to get out of this inning as Lamont Wade Jr. comes to the plate with runners on the corners and 1 away. Mears' first pitch to Lamont Wade Jr. Ground ball to second. Fouled by Terang, and everybody's going to be safe. Terang was going to backhand it, probably a 4-6-3 double play if he fields it cleanly. And that ball just got on him too quickly. And everybody's safe. It's 3-0 Giants as Chapman scores from third. Uncharacteristic like from Bryce. And now first and second and 1 away. And Patrick Bailey is the batter. Fielder's choice, E4, and an RBI. As Bailey takes a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. So you can now close the book on Freddie. All 3 runs go to him as the fastball. Missed down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike here on Bailey. Mears 1-1 pitch. That missed outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike.
It's the second error of the series against Bryce.
Yeah, the first one's pretty questionable, but that one obviously was 2-1. That is a strike on the outside edge with a fastball at 94, and it's 2-2. He was charged with one on Monday night that I think you and I both agree probably should have been on Hoskins. Two-two pitch to Bailey. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Mears. And now here's Christian Kos. It's 3-0 San Francisco. Still very much a part of this game, but we'll have to try to get something done against Logan Webb for the Brewers. Kos is 0 for 2. Mears pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a slider, and it's 0-1. Well, it really felt like when Wade put that ball into play, you're going to get out of it. It was only going to be 2-0. That extra run feels pretty big for San Francisco. 0-1, swing and a miss. Another slider from Mears, and it's 0-2. 3-0 Giants, bottom of the sixth. Kos taking his time and now climbs back into the box. Mears brings home the pitch, and he missed away with a fastball. One ball and two strikes the count. Craig Gyoho getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen right now. And the 1-2 pitch. Missed away. It's two balls and two strikes. Peralta, five innings, five hits, three runs, two walks, and three strikeouts tonight. It did not feel like that was going to be the final line as well as he was going through the first four. 2-2. Chopped foul at the plate, and it stays at 2-2. I should say the first five. He had the 1-2-3 fifth inning. And the first three reached against him here in the sixth.
Yeah, Lane, it ends up being the first time all season that he's given up more than two runs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how stingy Freddie's been.
2-2 to Kos. His ground ball back up the middle. It'll be fielded by Ortiz. Throws to first, and Hoskins couldn't catch it on the stretch. Flores is in. He will score. And it is 4-0 San Francisco. Ramos, I should say Wade, ends up at third for the Giants. Ortiz throw a little bit wide of the bag. Hoskins trying to hold the bag, just couldn't catch it. It'll be a base hit and an E6 charge to Ortiz that allows Wade to get to third and the run to score. And now Chris Hook is out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So this inning has gone sideways on the crew. 4-0 Giants. Runners on the corners and two outs. And now Yastrzemski, the ninth batter of the inning, coming to the plate. Mears brings home the pitch and nailed the outside edge. It's 0-1, and that strike zone's gotten a little bit wide for Brian Walsh. He's giving that outside part of the plate maybe a baseball and a half wide against left-handed hitters. Mears could live out there. The 0-1, there goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. Four runs in the inning for San Francisco. There's been two errors committed by the Brewers. Mears brings home the 0-2. And it's a fly ball into left center. Garrett Mitchell calling off Jackson Churio makes the catch. And the inning comes to a close with four across for San Francisco. They lead it 4-0 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Well, the Giants played four runs in the bottom of the sixth. They take a 4-0 lead to the seventh. And stepping in with the play-by-play, here's Josh.
All right, it's Logan Webb back to work, working on a gem. And he throws strike one on Garrett Mitchell at the knees. Brewers have five hits through six scoreless innings against Webb, who's now working with a four-run lead. The one pitch is outside, 1-1 lane. I'm going to recap everything that happened in the sixth because I think there are some things that need to be revisited. Just the way the twists and turns unfurled. 1-1 is upstairs, 2-1. I want to start in the top of the inning. Brewers had a Contreras single. And then Frelick singled with one out, and it looked like the Brewers in a scoreless game were going to get runners at first and third. 2-1 pitch is fouled on the left side out of play. But really, the turning point for me is when Yastrzemski then made the throw from right field that cut down Contreras trying to go first to third. And you're looking at a whole new ballgame after that. 2-2 pitch is chopped foul by Mitchell. If Yastrzemski doesn't make that perfect throw, odds are the Brewers take the lead that inning. Then in the bottom of the frame, Willie Adames gets the hit that starts a four-run rally off of his best friend, Freddie. 2-2 pitch. Comes in low, taken by Garrett Mitchell. It's full counts. And that set the whole sequence of events in motion. Adames is single. 3-2 coming. Foul back over the screen. It'll land below us. And it's still a full count on Garrett. The other thing about it, so four runs scored. There were errors on both Terang and Ortiz in the inning, which you almost never would see. 3-2 pitch, line drive, left field. That's a base hit. Garrett Mitchell. He smokes it the opposite way. Played off a hop by Elliot Ramos. Nice job to get over there to prevent it from getting over to the fence. But it's a leadoff single for Garrett Mitchell. So the Brewers trying to come back at Logan Webb. Talked about how they got a couple of knocks last inning, so the contact is getting louder. Webb now at 95 pitches, and here comes Joey Ortiz. Pitch is inside on Joey, ball one. Those errors by both Terang and this man, Joey Ortiz, probably, had they not occurred, would have kept the runs to just two. Chopper slowly hit foul up the third baseline, evens the count at 1-1. And that's such a good middle infield combination, Bryce and Joey. One was a fielding error on Terang, the other a throwing error on Ortiz. So it's 4-0 Giants that quickly. 1-1 down and away, 2-1.
Yeah, 2-0 deficit, as good as Webb has been. He's at 97 pitches. He's likely maybe not even going to get through this inning. And it's a couple of good at-bats. And
2-1, fouled out of play, 2-2.
The game can be flipped just like that. Now you got a little more work to do, a little more meat on the bone, if you will.
Yeah, that's significant, 2-run deficit versus 4 runs. But
not insurmountable.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, it's 3-2. I'll tell you what, Ortiz reaching base here would certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
You got Caleb Durbin on deck. Eric Miller is warming in the bullpen. It's the first activity tonight the Giants have had in that pen. He's a lefty. We'll see if they start Mitchell here. There's nobody out in the inning. He's holding, 3-2 pitch inside. He walked him. A changeup to Joey Ortiz on a 3-2 pitch. And the Brewers get 2 on with nobody out. Those were back-to-back terrific at-bats by both Garrett Mitchell and Joey Ortiz, who gets to walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. J.P. Martinez, the Giants pitching coach, will come out and pay Logan Webb a visit. He was visibly frustrated after that pitch to Joey Ortiz. He picked up the rosin bag and slammed it back down into the dirt. Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating, and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Brewers have had their chances, but no runs as yet. 4-0 in the seventh, and here comes Durbin. First pitch, Caleb takes a strike on the inside corner. Durbin has a knock tonight. He's 1-for-2. Logan Webb's 0-1. Taken upstairs. 92-mile-an-hour sinker. 1-ball, 1-strike. This could be, and I think likely will be, Webb's last batter. 1-1. Chopped very softly foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2. Got the left-hander, Miller, ready in the bullpen, and the white-hot Bryce Terang in the on-deck circle, the left-handed batter. And now at 104 pitches, Logan Webb ahead 1-2. Here it comes. Down and away, 2-2. Game 3 of this 4-game series. Teams have split the first couple. Giants lead 4-0. 2-2. Fly ball to center. Very shallow and playable for Jung-Hoo Lee. Sauntering in, looking up into the darkened sky, and he makes the catch. And that is the end of the night for Logan Webb. By the time the ball was thrown back into the infield, manager Bob Melvin was already off the top step of the dugout to make the pitching change. 106 pitches for Webb and a gem. 6 1/3 scoreless to this point. Pitch like an ace. And they'll bring in the lefty to face Bryce Terang. Eric Miller, a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. It reminds you, when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Webb exits. It's 4-0 San Fran in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
This one is way out there and gone.
There's no greater feeling than when your favorite baseball team hits a clutch home run. But wouldn't it be great if you could do that with your business? SVA Professional Services can help you do just that. We pride ourselves in providing measurable results for clients that span a multitude of industries in the service areas of accounting, tax, business consulting, and more. Get your own measurable results by visiting sva.com/homerun. We'll see you at the park.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, The RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Left-hander Eric Miller, second-year big leaguer with the Giants, comes in. Brewers trailing in the seventh, 4-0, but have runners on first and second with one out for red-hot Bryce Terang. Logan Webb finished after 106 pitches, got him through six and a third, gave up six hits and three walks, but no runs as yet, struck out six. Miller's had a great start to the year. First pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Fielded by Chapman, throws to second one. Cost relay, not in time at first. Ball wasn't hit hard enough. And Bryce Terang runs too well to get doubled off on that one. But there are now two outs in the inning. Over to third base goes Mitchell. So on one pitch, Eric Miller gets the lefty. Now he'll have to deal with right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. Miller this season, over his first nine outings, 1-0 with a 1.29 earned run average. Just one run in seven innings of work. Churio was 0-for-3 against Logan Webb. First pitch, swing and a miss. Slider down and in. Jackson struck out in each of the first two innings. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and tapped right back to Miller on an easy hop. He's got it, runs halfway to first, and now underhands it to the first baseman for the out that ends the inning. It took Miller three pitches to strand a couple of inherited runners and keep the shutout intact for Logan Webb and San Fran. Brewers, two on, nobody out, fail to score. It's the stretch, 4-0 Giants on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with US Mode from US Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you, from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
Brewers trailing 4-0. The second major league appearance begins for Craig Yoho, the right-hander, the big prospect arm on the hill. Here's Willie Adames, and he'll take down and away with a breaking ball. Starting him off with that breaking pitch. The bread and butter is the changeup for Mr. Yoho. And he's also got a mid-90s mile-an-hour fastball he possesses. 1-0 to Willie. Swung on, tapped, foul. That was the changeup. Adames took an uncomfortable-looking swing at it. Just barely nicked it. Count evens 1-1. Yoho made his Major League debut here on Monday, pitching in a game the Brewers were trailing 4-2 when he entered in the eighth. He gave up a run. A little unlucky. There was a very shallow sacrifice fly hit against him. 1-1 coming. Willie takes outside. It's 2-1. There are a lot of people very excited to watch Craig Yoho pitch for the Brewers. Got his first big league strikeout Monday. Swing and a miss of Adames, 2-2. Willie's the one who began the four-run inning back in the sixth. He did it by singling off of Freddy Peralta. 1-for-3. It was only his second hit of the series. See what Yoho throws to put him away. 2-2 pitch. It was a fastball. He unleashed it to the backstop way wide of the catcher. 95-mile-an-hour pitch. Not close. 3-2. Craig Yoho gets his sign from Contreras. And now the 3-2 pitch tipped off of William, and that really hurt him. Contreras goes down on all fours. A foul ball by Willie Adames. Contreras has taken a pounding tonight. Now he tries to hop. Athletic trainer and manager Pat Murphy are coming out of the dugout. William says, don't come out here. He used his throwing hand to shoo them, say, no, stay in the dugouts. That's how tough of a guy William Contreras is. They came out anyway. And Pat Murphy uses the opportunity to talk to Willie Adames, who's waiting by as William tries to shake off the pain of the foul ball that he took. And Murph has a laugh with Willie. You know there's an immense amount of respect between those two. Contreras got hurt running the bases earlier. He's taken a few foul balls tonight. But he's back in his crouch. Leading off the 7-3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The Yoho changeup. And he fans Willie Adames to begin his second major league outing with that pitch. It is dazzling. Whew. It's probably a little bit off the plate outside. But Adames just flailed at it. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout. Second of the big league career for Yoho. And now it's going to be Jung-Hoo Lee. And he takes the changeup in for a land strike. You can start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Jung-Hoo Lee singled last inning. The 0-1 ripped foul down the right field line, and it's nothing in two. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Lee takes in the dirt on the change, 1-2. He is 2-for-3 against Freddy Peralta. 4-0 Giants bottom 7 in the 7th inning stretch. Brought to us by Island Resort and Casino, where Sweetgrass and Sage Run are getting ready to open. 1-2 misses. A change just inside, 2-2. Sweetgrass Sage Run open in May. Take advantage of the Island's early season stay-and-play package rates through May 23rd. The 2-2 pitch. Change up low. And he laid that pitch 3 times in a row, and none of them did Jung-Hoo Lee swing. So from 0-2, it's now a full count. 3-2 coming. Change up squibbed off the end of the bat. Yoho tried to barehand it, and he had it flutter off of his open hand. And Lee is safe at first. It'll be a swinging bunt infield hit. Third hit of the night for Jung-Hoo Lee. Yoho probably had a little more time than he realized there. I know Lee is fast, but ball got to him in a relatively quick amount of time, just off the mound to the third base side. But he reached with his bare hand instead of reaching with his glove. And therein lay the problem. So one out base runner, here's Matt Chapman. He'll take low, ball one.
Yeah, ball still on the move at that point, and you're a pitcher. I think get it in the glove and make a good throw is probably the advice and the wiser way to attack that play.
1-0 pitch to Chapman is hit foul slowly up the third baseline.
That's different if it's a slow roller up the third baseline. You're a third baseman. You practice that play a million times, right?
I know Matt Chapman does.
Yeah.
Chapman walked last inning. He's 0-for-2, but scored a run. 4-0 Giants bottom 7 with one out. The 1-1 pitch from Yoho dropped in a breaking ball. That's his sweeper. It's what he calls the breaking pitch. It's a very horizontally moving slider. 1-2 on Chapman. Yoho sets just below his belt, and he delivers. And he threw a fastball that Chapman took high. During that four-run rally last inning, I thought Chapman's walk might have been as important as anything that happened. Any of the four hits or then the two errors. The walk knocked out Freddie. 2-2. Foul back into the screen. 93-mile-an-hour heat that Chapman spoiled. Freddie had him 0-2. And he ended up losing him, and all of a sudden he had the bases loaded with nobody out. And Chapman leads the National League in walks. 2-2 pitch. Just inside on the changeup. Now this guy is not chasing. It's full count. All three batters in the inning have gone 3-2 against Craig Yoho. First one struck out. Next one got an infield hit. 3-2 pitch outside. Ball four. Chapman walks again. And there are two on with one out. For the hottest guy on planet Earth the last 3 days, Wilmer Flores. Giants trying to add on to a 4-0 lead. And Chris Hook is going to come pay Craig Yoho a visit on the mound. I guess that plate appearance right there is an example of why Matt Chapman is leading the league in walks. It is really hard to put him away right now, and he'll take the base on balls if you let him. Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound before Wilmer Flores is at bats. Satisfy your baseball hot dog cravings and join the Brewers' all-new Hot Dog Club. Members get a hot dog at every remaining Brewers regular season home game and an exclusive trucker hat. What's better than that? Learn more at brewers.com/hotdogclub. If you haven't seen the hat, go to brewers.com. We've got lots of artwork, and it's a really neat cap that goes along with being a member of that club. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Giants took a scoreless game and broke open a 4-0 lead last inning. Now here's Wilmer Flores, who started the scoring, and he takes low ball one from Craig Yoho. Flores greeted Nick Mears with a ground ball perfectly placed up the middle for a two-run single. He's 2-for-3. 1-0 pitch. Change up, just missed. Outside, 2-0. Lee at second, Chapman first. Infield a double play depth. Yoho's 2-0. Change up for a strike. He landed it right at the knees of Wilmer Flores. Flores is 7-for-9 this series. There goes the runner for third. Pitches a strike, throw to third. Contreras, they're waiting for him. And tagged out is Jung-Hoo Lee. Caught stealing again, William Contreras. Don't run on that man. And staying at first was Chapman, so he didn't follow. It's a strike on Flores, 2-2, and there are two outs.
I think he's healthy.
We were just talking about all the punishment he's taken tonight. Both running the bases and catching. 2-2 pitch, Flores flies to center. Right at Garrett Mitchell. A few steps back, he'll reach up, make the catch, and the inning just like that comes to its end. Flores retired for just the third time in the series. And Contreras has thrown out three would-be base stealers here this week. Craig Yoho gets his first zero in the big leagues. We go to the eighth. It's 4-0 San Fran on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old-world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best. Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wildy?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Save on trimmers, sprayers, and more. Plus, get free battery offers by shopping online or at participating local steel dealers for a limited time while supplies last.
On to the eighth. It's the Brewers trailing the Giants 4-0, and the sidearm right-hander, Tyler Rogers, is coming to pitch. Here to take us home is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Christian Yelich will lead off against him. Rogers brings home the first pitch, and that is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Tyler Rogers, the twin brother of former Brewers left-hander Taylor Rogers. They were teammates here in San Francisco the last couple of years. That pitch misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Taylor has since moved on. Tyler Rogers having another good start to the year. This is his 13th appearance already, a .79 ERA. The 1-1, and chopped foul over near the on-deck circle by Contreras, and it's 1-2. Yelich is 0-for-2 with a walk here tonight. Brewers with 6 hits, all of those hits against Logan Webb. No runs to show for it, though. 1-2 is a swing and a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Patrick Bailey. He couldn't squeeze it, so Yelich stays alive. Brewers running out of outs here, trailing 4-0. Rogers' pitch is a fly ball down the right field line. That's going to get out of play, foul. And Yelich will do it again. He got a slider about thigh high on the outer part of the plate, and he extended and pulled it down the right field line. But foul. Yelich makes the stroll back into the box here. Brewers have action in their bullpen after Yoho put up a zero in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 pitch is rolled foul up the first baseline, and it stays at 1-2. The more Yelich sees this right-hander, the more comfortable he should get. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul in and out of the mitt of Bailey again, who couldn't squeeze it. And Yelich stays alive. It is such an odd arm slot, even though as a right-hander against the lefty Yelich, you see the baseball a little bit more than certainly a right-handed hitter would. It's still coming from such a weird place and a weird angle at you. It's quite an adjustment. 1-2. Swing and a chopper out in front of home plate. Bailey will pick it up, throw to first, and retire Yelich for the first out. I mean, it is a knuckle-scraping type of pitch from Tyler Rogers. So here's William Contreras. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits. Building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. Pitch to Contreras is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. That's liunawisconsin.org, and feel the power. Rogers 0-1. That missed inside. The two-seam fastball. It's 1-1 on Contreras. William had a hit back in the sixth. And then, as you know, was thrown out trying to go first to third on Frelick's hit. 1-1 is chopped foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. Rogers working the baseball between his hands. As Brian Hudson getting loose in the Brewers' pen.
1-2 is a fly ball into shallow right. Coming in is Yastrzemski, camping underneath of it, makes the catch, and there's two away. And that'll get Frelick to the plate. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing white spirit, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Frelick with a hit back in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. He has extended that on base streak now to 19 games. As Rogers misses high, and it's 1-0. Brewers trying to put together a two-out rally here, trying to get Frelick on in front of Hoskins and get something done. As this is a ground ball back up the middle, it is glove laid out for by Adames. He spins and throws to first, and he got him. Really, Adames just took a hit away from Sal Frelick. What a play. We've seen that so many times from Adames in a Brewers uniform. And he showed some range and that great arm strength and took a hit away from Sal. Brewers go down in order in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom half. 4-0 Giants on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
TMJ.
Well, Brian Hudson takes over on the mound for the Brewers. Bottom of the eighth inning here in San Francisco. Elliot Ramos to lead off for the Giants. Hudson brings home the first pitch, and it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hudson worked the eighth inning in last night's game. Gave up a run. It's his 11th appearance of the year. He's 0-1 with a 4.70 ERA. 0-1 pitch is hit in the air, foul, and out of play down the right field line. And it's 0-2 on Ramos. Ramos 1-for-3 tonight. Three hits in this series for the Giants left fielder. Hudson's 0-2 pitch. He is rolled foul up the third baseline. No balls and two strikes. The count remains on Ramos. Ramos, Wade Jr., and then Patrick Bailey scheduled to hit here in this eighth inning for San Francisco. Four nothing Giants here in the eighth. Hudson's 0-2 pitch. Is down for a ball. It's 1-2. Brian Walsh was going to ring up Elliot Ramos, and then when Contreras didn't catch it, he bailed out. I mean, we've seen that before, I guess, but that was interesting. He was going to ring him up. Elected not to. It was a strike, too. 1-2 pitch is fouled out of play first base side. Stays at 1-2. And it was completely in the box in terms of being a strike. One, two pitch. And that missed outside. Ryan Hudson getting squeezed pretty bad here. That probably should have been a strike too. It's two balls and two strikes. And the pitch missed low with a breaking ball, 3-2 the count. You know, it's unfortunate for Brian. Here's a guy that's been struggling to throw strikes in the first place, and he probably feels like he's delivered two different strike threes in this at bat and hasn't gotten the call either time. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball into left center. Going out is Ortiz. He's going to give way to Churio now, who will make the catch in shallow left center for the first out of the inning. So Hudson, it really feels like, got Elliot Ramos out three times in that at bat. And now here's Lamont Wade Jr.
All's well that ends well, I suppose.
Yeah. Good for Brian Hudson. That showed some focus and some toughness to get through that AB. Wade is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk and an RBI. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Well, nothing goes with